What's up, y'all? This is Black Boy Talks Podcast. I'm your Black Boy Elijah Smith. And today, I have an amazing 88th episode special. Tribute to the women who's been showing this podcast love. Tribute to the women in fitness. A tribute to the women who's been putting in the work, you know, to get them gains. It's not easy, so I commend you. And today, we're going to do an episode dedicated strictly to women. So without further ado, let's dive into the women who push the fitness game forward, and we celebrate them, give them their flowers while they can still smell them. And the women who can't, my deepest condolences. Without further ado, let's jump into the Empowering Women in Fitness episode. Hope y'all ready. Grab your water. Grab your popcorn. Grab you something, man. Let's get into it. Getting to the gym is already hard enough, but when it comes to working out, the stereotypes about men and women you pack along with your water bottle can be way more difficult to overcome than any treadmill or dumbbell. People tend to think of women as the weaker human or vessel, and that's not true at all. I've seen some women powerlift way more than men. You know, so that's kind of like a stereotype. Some of the women in sports believe transgender women are competing against their more biologically adept predecessors, the natural women. Women were told back then that fitness for women would be seen as unladylike, and that completely changed, you know, when fitness pioneers like Lottie Burke and Judy Shepard Missette, these were the pioneers of fitness, and they came in and blessed the fitness industry for women. So if you don't know who these three women are, make sure you go search them up. I didn't have enough time to do a lot of research on them, but I know there's some powerful women in the fitness industry, and they're here to push it forward, keep it going. Well, they did, you know, push it forward and keep it going. That's why you see women in fitness dominating, because of these women I mentioned earlier. Let's celebrate the power of women in sports and give them credit, because there are so many women world champions. It's time to give them that credit. We got Sha'Carri Richardson. You know, we got Flaw J. We got the other world champion from LSU. I forgot her name, but yeah, you got a lot of women in fitness who doing their thing, who doing what they need to do. You have your people like Christian Givens on YouTube. You have your fitness instructors as women. When I was doing, you know, kickboxing, I was training with, you know, mostly women. You know, women are being there, getting a 1-2 in. It was this one girl who was a beast. Like, she was better than half the men. Like, it was me, then it was her, and then it was, you know, everybody else. But she was very good. Like, her combinations was fast, on point. You know what I'm saying? Sha'Carri Richardson, she's super fast. You know, she is lightning quick. She's a world champion. So, yeah, to all these empowering women in fitness, y'all are great, you know? Y'all are great. I wouldn't have it no other way. But yeah, man. That was a tribute to the women of fitness. Empowering women in fitness, breaking stereotypes, and embracing strength. Let's look at some other stereotypes, you know, of women in fitness. Let's see. Stereotypes of women in fitness. Let's take a look. Let's see. Women athletes and gender stereotypes. I remember that saying, you throw like a girl. Nowadays, girls is throwing like crazy, you know. They playing football, they doing a lot of masculine things, and they doing it way better than us men. Gender stereotypes can discourage girls from sports and other healthy activities, but a new fitness program for preschoolers hopes to even the playing field. Alright, here's a story. When Leah Robinson was a child, she remembers having a great love of being active, but she felt discouraged from some forms of recreation due to the fact that that was out of her control. And I think we all know what that is. I used to always love rough and tumble activities as a young kid, but I would always get pushed to the side because I was a girl. Robinson recounted in a recent interview with Headline. Robinson experiences no fluke. Overall, girls receive less encouragement from family members and teachers to be physically active and participate in sports. As a result, girls ages between 8 to 12 are 19% less active than boys, according to a 2016 study. Did you hear that? Girls are 8 to 12. Girls 8 to 12, ages 8 to 12, are 19% less active. Leading to obesity, leading to a lot of, you know, diseases and illnesses. Researchers also found that girls take almost 2,000 fewer steps a day on average than their male counterparts. And this disparity does have health consequences. So it has health consequences, you know. Think about it. The average step a day is 10,000. They're taking 2,000 steps less than that. So the average woman is walking, what, 8,000 steps a day? That's crazy. The study showed that girls have 18% lower cardiorespiratory fitness, 44% lower eye-hand coordination, and 9% lower perceived aptitude in physical activity, and 5% more body fat. That is crazy. That is wild. Wow. This study is crazy. It's called the Healthline Women Athletes and Gender Stereotypes. It's on Healthline. I'm looking it up right now, and it's crazy. So women taking 8,000 steps a day and men are taking 10,000 steps a day. And it's not too bad. It's just not to put any, you know, women down. This is just the statistics and showing you that you need to get up, get active, get out there, you know. Get on your stuff. Understand that, you know, fitness is important. My next episode, I did my research already. I woke up, did some research, you know, put an episode together. And the next episode, we're going to go in depth. You know, we're going to go deep, far, wide, you know. We're going to keep getting information. These nonstop, informal bangers that I've been dropping. But, yeah, that was the Empowering Women episode. Empowering women in fitness, breaking stereotypes and embracing strength. So, like I said, man, shout out to all the women athletes. Shout out to the women who've been pushing the fitness industry forward. You know, if it wasn't for you guys, women wouldn't be comfortable, you know, in gyms. Y'all won't be comfortable working out around the guys, you know, around the sweatiness, around the testosterone, if you will. But yeah, hope y'all enjoyed. Hope y'all took something from this. I hope it helped. I hope it put things into perspective. I hope it gave you some clarity. And yeah, that was the 88th episode. I want to get at least 100 episodes in. At least. Or maybe more. We go more. We do more, you know. More than 100. But I know I'm going to hit 100, though. We are 88. We got more episodes dropping. Left and right. You know. More concise. Constructed. You know. Well thought of. Put together episodes is coming. You know. No more laziness. No more just coming on here and just talking your heads off, but we're gonna have a more structured, you know, episode from start to finish. Everything's gonna have a reason. Nothing is gonna be not researched. Nothing is not gonna be well thought out. And I hope y'all start to enjoy these videos, you know, where I'm dropping nothing but informal bangers, nothing but statistics, reality, nothing in fairyland, nothing, you know, that's made up. But yeah, man, this is Black Boy Talks Podcast. My Black Boy Elijah Smith. Peace.